Simon Sadidal Sifches. Im Nafal Tanner Pnadish Gavina Afilu Lecha. If melted cheese falls into a hot Tanner Pnadish, a Tanner Pnadish, according to the Taz, is an empty plate which is used, it's an empty dish which is used to make a certain meat pie. According to the Shach, the Tanner Pnadish is the meat pie itself. So according to the Shach, the melted cheese falls on top of a meat pie. According to the Taz, the melted cheese is falling onto an empty dish called a Taner Pnadish. That's just the name of this dish. That's the name of this plate. So again, if Gvina falls onto a Taner Pnadish, Vechein Gvina Chama Bekairis Basar Bas Yoyma, or if hot cheese falls onto a fleishiga plate, even though the plate is a bas yoyma. According to the Taz, this is really just a repetition of the first case. The panadish is an example of a kairos basar bas yoyma. So the mechaber is, in effect, is just explaining what he just said before. It's a pirish of the beginning part. According to the Shach, these are two different cases. First case was it fell onto the pie. The second case is it falls onto the empty plate. Okay. Either way, ain't oyser el kadei klipa. It'll either only aser the meat pie kadei klipa, or it would only aser the plate that it falls onto. So according to the Shach, both the pie and the dish would only become aser kadei klipa. According to the Taz, we weren't talking about if it falls onto meat. The Taz would hold if it falls onto meat, it would aser bekuloi, but if it falls onto a plate, it only asers a kadei klipa. Okay. So now, normally when we have two dry items that touch each other, so if one of the items is shamein, it goes bekulai. That's the din of an iser shamein. Right, so when you have two dry items that touch, that's called tzli. If two dry items touch and one of them is shamein, the iser will be mispashe bekulai. However, if they're both kochosh, then the iser only goes in a kdei netila, which is ga'ive etzba, the thickness of a finger's width. Now, the Rama holds that we're not bekiyim between kachosh and shamein, and therefore, unless it's a case of a hefsim meruba, we're machmer that everything is considered shamein. So it really doesn't make such a nafkamina for us, the chilukim between kachosh and shamein, except by an iser balua. By an iser balua, if the balia is a davar kachosh, so then we say we are bekiyim between kachosh and shamein. Okay, that's just a hakdama. Now, that's by gvina. So gvina is something which is, by teva, is kochosh. It's not considered to be fatty. It's considered, at least the gvina that they had, the way they made it, maybe was made from, maybe it was made from skim milk or low-fat cheese. So it didn't have, it wasn't considered a davar shamein. Not only that, not only is it considered kochosh, the way the Shach learns, it's considered to be a super kochosh. That if gvina falls onto basar, not only will it only aser, it will not aser bekuloi, but it will only aser not a kdei netil either, but a kdei klipa. So even though normally, if you would imagine if a nevela touches basar, it will aser, and they're both dry, so it's tzli, and they're both kachosh, still it goes in a kdei netila, but if cheese touches against meat, the cheese will only go into the meat a kdei klipa. Now, the cheese will become aser bekulai, because the meat will go vibalua into the cheese. So really, it should only go in a kdei netila, but because we're not bekiyim, so we'll say it'll go and aser the cheese bekulai. That's the blia of the meat into the cheese. But the blia of the cheese into the meat, so that we say it only goes in a kdei klipa, because the cheese is a super kachosh. Even though kachosh normally could go in a netila, this kachosh can only go in a klipa. That's the way the Shach learns. The Taz, though, they point out, the Taz will hold that if it touches against meat, it'll aser bekulai. That's not that we don't have such a heter. And most seem to accept, like the Taz, that if cheese touches meat, we ask for the meat bekulai. We don't have a heter to say that cheese has that special property in regards to meat. We do say it, though, in regards to a kli. If the cheese falls against the kli, since the kli is a hard and it's difficult for it to be b'leia, so the cheese will only go into the kli a kedei klipa, and that is true. Some say that this is not only true by cheese. Nothing special about cheese. This is true by any davar kochosh that falls against the kli. Its teva is it will only go in. It only gets balu into a kli, a kdei klipa. Even though, if you have two dry items, right, that's called sli. Two dry items touch, even though they're both kochosh, it goes in a kdei netila. But if one of them is a kli and the other one's a food, then the food, the teva of the kochosh into a kli, is that it only goes in a kdei klipa. And it's true not only by gvina. Gvina is just a means of example of a kochosh item. But it really is true for any kachosh item, it will go into the kli only a kdei klipa. Okay. The second half of this, okay, so that's basically the way the Taz will learn this sif. So the Taz learns that if gvina or any davar kachosh goes into, gets, that's tzli, meaning it's dry, there's no liquid involved. Gets so if you heated up a piece of cheese against a tray frying pan, for instance, so then that wouldn't be a good example. The frying pan's tray anyway. But if you, let's say you heated it up on a fleishig frying pan, you only answered the kdei klipa of that frying pan. So if you scraped off that layer of metal, then the frying pan would be kosher again. Now the Shach though learns that the first case he learned was it's going again, that it's a special din in Gavina, that it only goes in into meat a kdei klipa, and that we already said that that's difficult and many and most do not accept, do not follow that chiddush of the Shach. They learn like the Taz. The second half, though, the Shach learns that what's the second case? The second case is that if you have a dry item, then it only goes into a kli, a kdei klipa. So he learns that way too, and again they learn that this is not only true by gvina, the second case, but this is true by all Isurim. Now, what happens if the Blia in the Kli, though, was Shamein? So the Shach says, if the Blia in the Kli was Shamein, then they can answer the cheese, he's Mesupik, but he says it's possible then that it can answer the cheese or whatever the dry item that falls against it, even more than a Kdei Klipa, Kedasa Bekulai. However, the Magen Avraham and many other Achronim and Mishnah Berurah goes like that as well. They learn that if you have even if the Bliya in the Kli is Shamein, if a dry item, perfectly dry item, it's Noguv Lagamri, it's completely dry. Let's say you took a loaf of bread, which is completely dry, and you put it down on a hot treif counter. So even if the counter was a Ben Yoimai from treif, but if everything here is dry, then the bread would only become aser a kdei klipa. So it would be enough to just take a knife, cut off that kdei klipa of the bread, and the rest of it would be mutter. In other words, it's not that we would say it aser is a kdei netila, but rather even and this l'chayr should be true even if the iser is shamin. So I say if it is an iser shamin, the shach was mesupik, so maybe it's, you know, if it's not difficult, if it's not a hefsim ruba, we could die to be machmer for the shach. If it's a hefsit, so then the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah seems to follow. The truth is, the Mishnah Berurah brings the shach also, and it sounds like he's quasi chayshish for the shach as well. But he talks about certain cases where he says even the shach would admit in these cases. So, but most of the achrayim seem to follow the Magen Avraham. So if you now, one interesting application of this idea that the kli can only answer, if it's perfectly dry, the kli can only answer a kdei klipa of the product. So we mentioned, you know, if I put the bread down. Another application might be, let's say you have a spray dryer. Now, the product that's in the spray dryer is all perfectly dry. As soon as they spritz the whatever the product in, immediately the water is evaporated off, and you're just left with the powder that falls down. Now, the powders fall, and they fall against the side of the dryer, and you have completely dry items falling against the walls of the kli. So it'll ask the kli a k'day klipa. Now, what happens if the items... So now, let's say the item was milk. So milk is one of the items. Let's say it's a skim milk they were powdering. So, or in general, we have a discussion about milk in general. Is milk considered kachush? And there are many rayas that maybe that milk is considered to be kachush. Certainly, skim milk would be kachush because it doesn't have the chema in it. So let's say the spray dryer was used for milk, and afterwards it was used ben yomai, right away afterwards it was used for some parif product, and there was no kashering done, nothing. They just went from spray drying milk into spray drying some other item. So now, if we had to view the entire thickness of the spray dryer as becoming milk eggs, so then there's a lot of metal. We need, in order for the product not to become milk eggs, we need it to have shisha, or at least not to become a naparnata milk eggs, or if we're machmer that it's chalav, that's chalvakum, so it would be naparnata yisura. So how much would you need to make it that you should have shishim keneged, the oivei of the defanois of the kli? So if you had to be choshish that the entire thickness, you need shishin times the thickness of all the metal of the entire spray dryer, which would be a tremendous amount of product, and it's unlikely that you would have that much product connected 60 times the thickness of the kli. But if you only have to cheshbin connected the klipa of the kli because it's completely dry, and we're dealing with items that are kochosh, which appear to be kochosh, there's no oils going in. Let's say this is a flavor that goes in, it has, there's a maltodextrin and a flavor. I mean, there's nothing here that's shamin. It would appear to be kachosh. So then it would be enough to cheshbin ekdei klipa. As long as I have shishim times the ekdei klipa of the kli, then the chalav would be bottle. And that's a lot more doable. If we view that ekdei klipa is, let's say, a millimeter, so the thickness of the kli might be, it might be 20, 50, might be somewhere between 20 and 50 millimeters. So, let's say it's 50 millimeters. So we're talking about only a 50th, 1 millimeter is a 50th of the thickness. Let's say, I guess 20 millimeters, probably more realistic. It's about 2 centimeters thick, let's say, the walls. It's about almost an inch thick. Maybe it's a little bit less than that. Okay. So whatever it is. But let's say a thickness might be 15 millimeters. And if we only have to cheshbin there at 1 millimeter, so we only have to deal now with a 15th of the metal of the kli. So if the kli, let's say, is altogether the metal in the kli equals, let's say, 100 gallons of metal as in terms of volume. So we only have to deal with a 15th of that, about 7 gallons. So that's, as long as you have 60 times that in the finished product, so if you produce 420 gallons of product, you would have enough to be mevatel that blia. And since we don't say chanan by chalav akum, so we can starve everything together. If, as long as they produced 420 gallons of product, you would have shishim times the defanes. So that might be an application where this would become. But normally, things to be completely dry is difficult. There's some retivus, there's some shemunis, there's something in there. But if you have all the criteria that it's kachosh and it's dry and it's a kli, so then that's where you come up with this idea that it's only a k'day klipa. So again, if the different levels where shamein is bekulai, if it's two dry items. Two dry food items, then it's k'dei netila. And if you have a food item and a kli, and they're both dry, and they're both kachosh, so then it goes in only a k'dei klipah.